Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, also known as the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited on tonight. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you and my co-hosts for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Listen, listen, listen. On tonight, we're going to have a very good time. The Lord has done so many things. He's answered so many prayers. He's doing so many things for us. And not only that, you know, just because of who God is, he deserves all of the praise, he deserves all of the glory, and he deserves all of the honor. And so on tonight, as we begin to analyze our needs and wants and look at the storehouse, we are going to focus on being thankful for what God is doing and what he has already spoken unto us. Some individuals have already received the blessings of God. Anytime that you're able to open up your eyes and wake up, amen, you are blessed. Anytime that the blood is running warm in your veins, you are blessed. We're blessed in the cities. We're blessed in the fields. We're blessed in the streets. I have at least 430 individuals on this line right now. And I want to, first of all, thank God, but I thank each and every one of you for getting the word out. Continue to get the word out. God is allowing some doors to open for the Afrida Love Show, the StellarGospelMusic.com show. And so we're going to create something. Amen. We're going to create something. And with God, we can do anything. And without God, we can do nothing. And we are nothing. And so I want to make it very clear at this point, if you want to call in, the number is 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. We actually have 400 and something individuals on the line. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We're going to pray unto God, and then we are going to get ready to write down our needs and wants. And when we pray, we're going to pray for each and every person, because we all need prayer. Everybody's going through something, and everybody's been through something or getting ready to go through something. And so it's very important that we pray one for another, and also that we make all of our requests known unto God, and that we tell God what we want and what we need according to the will of God. And remember, we're not focusing on materialistic things. We're focusing on kingdom things, heavenly things. So without further ado, let us go ahead and pray unto God, and then we're going to go ahead and get into our needs and wants. Thank you so much for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and our strength. Lord, we ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, that you bless them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Would you call them by name, Heavenly Father, and heal them of whatever infirmities that they have on the inside or outside of the body? Their bodies are in pain, or if they're going through something and they need strength, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you provide strength? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you give them the courage to keep on keeping on and to understand and know that you are God, and besides you there is no other. We believe in the power, we believe in the prayer, and we believe in the Holy Ghost, and we believe in the fire in the soul, and we believe that wherever we are, that we can get a prayer through, and we believe that healing can take place. We believe in miracles, Lord, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch right now? Lord, not only in the hospital for those who are on their sick bed, but at home or wherever they are, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you give them a Lazarus experience? They need that strength, and they need to hear your voice. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are coming out of the hospital? We thank you for their testimonies. We thank you for their ability to be able to understand and recognize where they are. We thank you for their consciousness. We thank you for their movement. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving them out of the storm. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to heal them, Lord, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Whatever's going on internally or externally, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you heal them, Lord Jesus. And once again, we know that we can get a prayer through. We know that our hands can heal from afar. We know that our eyes can remain lifted up unto the hills from which cometh all of their help. And we know that by the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow. And we know that the spirit of pain and the spirit of helplessness and the spirit of hopelessness can all disappear in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are thinking about going into the hospital or those who are going in? We've heard many different prayer requests. We've heard people going into hospitals. We've heard people their own different systems and programs because of their health. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless them and would you bless their families and give their family strength, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the praise reports. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for sparing lives, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you continue to prolong lives and would you give us the spirit, Lord Jesus, that will continue to believe and hope and keep our faith and trust in you. Lord Jesus, then we ask, would you bless each and every person all over this land and country, no matter who they are, where they are, where they came from, what they've done. We ask, would you bless them in a major way and let them know that you are the light of the world, and because you are the light, we ought to be the light as well. Then, Lord, if there's anyone who is walking in darkness or out of the ark of safety, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us to be able to find them, because we are the shepherds that you have called, Lord. And we ask that you continue to help us to be imitators and doers of your holy word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to make it through this day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the things that you're going to do. We thank you for the new horizons. We thank you for the abilities of the doors to be open and us to enter. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the places and the things and the people that we're going to see. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity, and we ask that as you continue to bless us, that we be able to manage and maintain what you have given unto us. We thank you in advance, Lord Jesus, and we ask that we continue to be humble. And, Lord Jesus, now as we go through this assimilation, this project, Heavenly Father, where we make all of our requests known and we make all of our prayers known unto you, categorized under our wants and needs, we ask that you give us a storehouse for each and everything that you've given us. We ask for the revelation and the dispensation of the prophetic word to come out, Lord Jesus, and you to be the source. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for true revelation. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the right words, Heavenly Father. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus, if anything is in our minds, hearts, or souls that's not like you, we ask that it be removed and cast out into the sea of forgiveness. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that you bless each person who's on the line. Would you bless them together? And then would you bless them individually? Bless their families. Bless their careers. Bless their movements, wherever they're going. And, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, whatever their hearts desire, that you hear them on tonight. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but never out of your sight, we ask that you give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I'm so excited because somebody's getting the word out about God. 500 people on this line tonight. And I want to thank each and every one of you for even taking out the time to listen to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. Amen. Let's go ahead and jump right into our activity. Oh, last week, our verse was Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times. Oh, this week, we're going to look at Isaiah 60:1. It says, arise. We talked about this yesterday, y'all, when Jesus called Lazarus three times. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. God says there's a breakthrough. God says there's healing. God says there's power. God says that whatever is dead is now risen. Amen. And the glory of the Lord is risen, amen, upon thee. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Any dead situation is now alive. Why? Because of the word of God, not because of anything we've done, but because of the word of God. Anything that's dead in your life, speak life over it. And I guarantee you, God will provide a Lazarus experience. How do I know? Because I believe and trust in the promises of God. Amen. So what I want you to do is get out a sheet of paper. I have a journal, but get out a sheet of paper, or if you have a journal, that's fine. I want to read this one more time. It says, arise. Shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, Isaiah 60 and 1. On the left side, I want you to put your wants. And remember, our wants are not Lamborghinis and Jaguars, right? Our wants are joy. You want happiness. You want stability. You want financial security from God. What do you want? You want, there's a new project that God has given you. You want wisdom in order to be able to run it. I need, right? Anytime that God puts us out on a new venture, anytime that we go out, we need to be the people that God would have us to be. We have to have a forgiving spirit, forgiving heart. We have to be pure. We have to have joy and wisdom and knowledge. Then, so on our wants, we're going to put family. We're going to draw a little line, put friends. And we're going to put ourselves, put yourself. I put our freedom. Then for the needs, we're going to put our heart, because we're having heart surgery, y'all. We have to. Then we're going to put our mind and soul. Then we're going to put our hands. Then at the bottom, you're going to make a T kind of like a cross, and you're going to write storehouse, where are all these things going to be stored, okay? Storehouse. And I want to read this. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And God is saying that he is preparing a place for us. And he means when we go on this journey, we're all on a journey, and we're going to talk about that journey tomorrow, God's will, but we're all on this journey, and we're going to need these different things on the journey. And God has a place for each and every one. He has a storehouse. And God says it's already done. So if you're wondering or thinking about where you're going to put this or that, God said it's already done. It's already accomplished. It's already achieved. So it's very important that we understand that God is able to do everything but fail. Amen. Am I right about that? Amen. Amen. God is good. Now, I want you to get into your writing position, wherever you need to be, in a quiet place, because we have to focus, we have to concentrate on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So get into a quiet place, a place where you can find refuge, a place where you can actually think. So get into a quiet place and allow God to minister, allow God to use you in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. Okay? All right. I'm going to give you time. We're going to get ready to start the music in just a second. Does everyone get focused and ready? Here we go. I want you to really think about others and think about yourself. Give me just a second. as we listen to whatever this next song is, For Your Glory. God is going to give us an encouraging word. It's very important that when we write down our needs and our wants, it's very important that we continue to focus on where God is taking us and where He's brought us from. There are many types of prayer concerns. There are many types of things we're praying for. And as we continue to advance in the kingdom and understanding the will of God, we're going to be able to put specific names. For instance, today I put specific names under some of these wants, because specifically these individuals are actually in a storm. And our prayer is that God will bring peace in that storm. And sometimes people are so far into a storm where they can't see a way out, and we have to be intercessors. That's why it's so important that we not only pray for ourselves, but we intentionally pray for our family and friends. And what I find that the more we go through this assimilation and activity, my list looks the same for my family and my friends, because I want them to have the same thing. And so it's no longer anything about I want you to have more than you. It's more, let us all enjoy the favor of God. And that's what teaching and ministry is about. It's about when you make it up on a ladder, that you reach down and help other people up, or that you look on the side of you and you help someone get to where you are. That's what it's about. That's what life is about. That's exactly what life is about. And so when we have these particular activities and we focus on our family and our friends and ourselves, we're going to begin to be more specific. God gave me this. He says, put their names down. Just like when I say pray for all of your family members in a line and whatever it is they need or I want, we're going to put that family member's name down, and we're going to pray. We're going to ask God for whatever it is. But God said it's already done. For our needs, when we talk about our heart, we want to continue to have forgiveness. That's the big thing. When we learn, to forgive others, then we learn to advance into the kingdom. When we talk about our minds and our souls, we're talking about wisdom, but we want godly wisdom. We want to make the right choices, right? And God says, put upgrade. And when He talks about upgrade, He says, because I am upgrading you in the kingdom, He says, then you're going to have to utilize your wisdom in another capacity as well. And then with our hands, we want our hands to be of service and healing. And then, of course, when we talk about the storehouse, we want to make sure that we're storing these things in heaven. But God says, as we go on our journey, whether we're dealing with people or whoever we're dealing with, He says, we got to carry these things in our heart, right? He says, you got to carry the word of God. You got to carry this joy in your heart, because you're going to need to pull it out. You got to carry this wisdom in your mind. You got to carry this service in your hands. You got to carry my word in your mouth. You got to carry, your steps, the steps that I ordained you as you walk. So God says, not only are these things in heaven, He says, but we're carrying them every single day. Because this is not something that we just, okay, we're going through this activity, we're going to just put everything up in heaven, and we're going to walk and live any kind of way here on earth. It doesn't work like that. These things have to be just like our clothes. We have to wear these things. And God says when we take them off, which means that when we come to the house, right, and we're no longer in the limelight, we're no longer in the public, God says we store things, right? When you take off your clothes, you put them in the dirty clothes, right, and you wash them. Well, God says the same thing. We're storing things up in heaven. And He says each day, each time we wake up, we need to look up towards heaven and say, Lord, I need joy. Lord, I need happiness. Lord, I need peace. Lord, I need a breakthrough. Lord, I need a financial blessing. And God says that the storehouse has everything that we need, because God says that we're working for the kingdom. And when you work for the kingdom, God says all you have to do is look up towards heaven and say, Lord, I need thee. And God knows exactly what you're talking about. That's so encouraging. That's all you have to say. And some people just say, Lord, have mercy, and God understands. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate. So when we go through these, as we go throughout the week, because this has kicked us off, right, our needs and wants. You know, tomorrow, God's will, right, we're going to go with the spiritual guide on the go. Then we're going to go with prayer to get us through. And I know that as we're speaking, there's storms going on. And remember that path that I showed you. There are things that happen and things that go on, and we got to keep praying because God is still moving. And God says as long as you have breath in your body, there's nothing that's dead. We get tired, we lose strength, yeah, but there's nothing that's dead. Everything's alive. God says to Lazarus, a lot of people are going to experience some Lazarus experiences, and we thank God for a second chance. We thank God for that. And so it's very important that we continuously pray unto God and continue to believe and trust in our Lord and Savior, right? And when we pray, begin to believe, because God is opening up some doors and he's doing some great things and he's formulating some great opportunities for not only just this ministry, but for everybody. Everybody is able to experience what God is giving. Amen? Amen. And so as we get ready to just experience a great move of God, the power of God, as we get ready to experience that, I want you to put everything in your storehouse, which means in your heart, in your mind, in your hands, in your mouth, in your feet. And all these things come from heaven, because God says the rest of that stuff, he says, I'm going to add it unto you. But we need these particular things when we go out. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Now, I want to say this. God has just always made a way out of no way. He's always just performing miracles, and he's heard prayers about the sick, and he's heard prayers about things that are going on, and he's come through every time. And so I want you to begin to depend and trust in God, because he will come through. Out of my 37 years of living, God has never let me down. And one of the things that I want to tell you is that God always knows what's best. He knows what he's doing. And so we have to depend and we have to surrender unto God. And you have to say, Lord, I surrender unto you. And when we surrender unto God, we give God everything we have and then some when we surrender. But we have to surrender unto God. It's very important. We have to surrender unto God, because God is our creator. He is our provider. Amen. And when we surrender unto God, then we're telling God, God, whatever it is that you would have me to do, I'm going to do it, whatever it is. Because we can trust God. We can close our eyes and we can depend on God. And God is going to always come through. Always, always, always. He never fails. God always comes through. It's us sometimes who fails. Amen? But God never fails. All right? I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Listen, listen, God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. He's doing some great things. We have, y'all, listen, we have 500 and something people listening on tonight. That means that somebody, one of you, have told individuals we're on, that the Africa Love Show is on, that the StellarGospelMusic.com is on. And I appreciate that. Keep telling them. Because we want this word that God has to go to as many people and reach as many people as possible. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. All right. Now listen. Once again, be sure to read Isaiah 60:1. Be sure, be sure, be sure to read Isaiah 60:1. All right. I have a couple of announcements, then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE.com. And also you can go to freetoloveshow.com and click on number 1, Love Radio, or you can go to stellargospelmusic.com and click on number one, Love Radio. I would love, love, love to have you listen to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, make sure if you want to come on the ministry, be sure, okay, if you want to come on the ministry, be sure to Facebook Afreda Love. That's AlFredaLove, or FredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. In addition to that, make sure that you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one, and pray for your friends as well. And be sure to specifically call out what it is that each person needs. Be sure to call it out. Whatever it is that they need, be sure to call it out. It's very important. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. All right? In addition to that, continue to understand and recognize that prayer changes many things. You have to pray, and you have to pray without ceasing on a daily basis. We have a couple of websites I want you to look at, and we're going to change some of these because I have some more artists and things of that nature. But if you go to AfritaLoveShow.com, this is the hub for everything. There are so many individuals in the industry who look at this particular website. And so please be sure to visit this website, enjoy this website, understand the concepts of this website. It's just a great website, so be sure to check it out. It's AfritaLoveShow.com, AfritaLoveShow.com, so be sure to check it out, okay? In addition to that, make sure that you go to StellarGospelMusic.com. StellarGospelMusic.com. We're going to have some announcements coming pretty soon, so be sure to go there. StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to go there. In addition to that, go to Afreda.hubpages.com. This is the hub for different articles. For those of you who are new, we're adding more articles. All I have to do is just fill in those articles because we have some articles, and so I need to fill them in. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, just make sure you keep the faith. God is good. We have many different things coming up. First of all, there's going to be a new concept with the Afreda Love Show, StellarGospelMusic.com. It's going to basically assist Central Texas, the Central Texas area. This ministry is going to has the opportunity to, in other words, become, it's just an opportunity, and you'll know what it is. We're able to assist individuals all over Texas and as well as get the word out about the ministry and help as many people as possible. Listen. Several things are going on in November, first of all. We're going to have a garage sale here in Texas. I'm going to tell you about that. You don't want to miss it. We have a lot of great clothes, great just whatnots and things. Come by. Let's be friends. Also, Santa's workshop is coming. Amen. Santa's workshop is coming. I'm still formulating the idea. I have the idea. I have the place. But Santa's workshop is coming, and what this is, I really want to target businesses, and also it's for the community. But if you're the type of business like me who want to sponsor a few kids for Christmas and buy them little whatnots and toys, then this would be the particular store that you would want to go to. We have reasonable little gifts for mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, children in general, grandparents. We have reasonable little gifts, and everything is basically under $20. So I know that Afreda Love Show and StellarGospelMusic.com will purchase some items from this particular store that we're bringing to Central Texas because we want to sponsor a few kids in the community. And so we're going to do that. So be sure to come. We're going to also have a silent auction. I can't tell you what we're going to auction off yet. The tentative date is the 3rd and the 10th. But I'm thinking about moving one date up to November and then keeping the 10th as well. I have to see, and I'm praying about it. It's very important that you stay tuned to my Facebook page. Even if you're not connected, it's Afrida Love or Dr. Afrida Imanya Love. I'm going to have a lot of flyers up. I'm going to get the word out. It's going to be Santa's Workshop. That's the theme, and it's going to be nice. You're going to enjoy it. It'll be in Bellevue, Texas, of course, and the whole Central Texas is basically invited. But as I said before, these are great gifts, and I'm going to post some of them and give you an idea of how everything will look. And you will be happy that you came by, and you will save a lot of money. We've marked everything down. So you're going to at least save about 50%, 50 to 80%, which is good. Okay? All right. So with that being said, I want you to continue to tell people about AfridaLoveShow.com. I want you to continue to tell people about StellarGospelMusic.com. Continue. I'm going to give you the ratings and the numbers in just a little while. We're working on different pages. We're also working on different plans and processes for what's to come because we want to be ready. And I will give you updates as updates come. Once again, if you want to be on the AfridaLoveShow.com, just all you have to do is email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right. Be sure to come back on tomorrow. We're going to be speaking about a spiritual guide on the go. And you just have to come back to see what we're going to talk about. But we're going to be on page 25 on Tomorrow God's Will on a spiritual guide on the go. So be sure to come back to see what we're talking about. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love of the AfridaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. Thank you and good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.